It's a familiar sound in Syria. It's the sound of a constant stream of airstrikes, punctuated by the screams of desperate children. Dr. Mohammed Khalid Hamza is the chairman of the Mental Health Committee for the Syrian American Medical Society, known as SAMS. He's left Syria at the moment to return to his academic work at Lamar University in Texas, but he's not been able to leave the war and the besieged Damascus suburb of Eastern Ghouta behind.
It's like a horror movie, but it's not being played once. It's being played every day, every night, every hour. Can you imagine having a child that is in fear 24/7, not for 1 month or 1 day? You're talking about years. And then the complexity of the issue is that there is no support because the people around you are dying as well.
Dr. Hamza has worked directly with children in refugee camps and trained staff on the ground. But even with his 20 years experience working in mental health, he's told SBS there's no precedent for him to draw upon when it comes to Syria's children.
There's nothing that you can find in any mental health books or psychiatric book or psychological book that tells you about the level of the psychological injury that is impacting them.
Earlier in the week, the United Nations Security Council approved a month-long ceasefire throughout Syria, a desperate call for peace that was ignored as airstrikes continued. Instead, Russia, the Syrian government's main supporter, then ordered a daily five-hour pause in the bombing of Eastern Ghouta to let wounded civilians leave via a humanitarian corridor. But the ceasefire has not been enough to halt the devastation either. Even within the prescribed pause, workers on the ground have been forced to suspend aid distribution because of ongoing bombardment. Save the Children's Alan McDonald explains.
There's still been shelling and bombing and fighting reported during the 5 hours. But the 5 hours itself is just not enough to provide so many people with aid. There are about 350,000 civilians who are trapped in Eastern Ghouta, and that most of them have been without aid for many, many months. We're seeing the highest levels of child malnutrition that we've seen in the entire Syria crisis.
Dr. Hamza says medical workers are increasingly under attack. This year alone, 9 from SAMS have been killed.
We have thousands of children. Our estimate is little over 15,000 children in East Ghouta alone in urgent need for medical care. SAMS is trying its very best, but we cannot even get inside to help. No one is opening doors for us. As you know, we are non-religious, non-political, okay? We are a medical humanitarian organization, and we're just saying, let us go in.